invite you to take a moment to still the busyness of your mind and reflect on this meal. This is a wonderful time for us to come together each week and really celebrate and share the love that we have as a family. I know we tell the same story every week, and sometimes it can be just, you know, routine. So I invite you to think about that crab spider. Presley, I have no idea how to say it in the the gastric cancer, what, something or other.
Cancriformis. Yes. Close enough.
Think about the blessing that she offered to her offspring who would never know her. As she spins this web, knowing that she's leaving them. Mm. When we do this routine each week and it becomes that, a routine, sometimes I forget how amazing it is that Jesus set this table for us, that more than 2,000 years later, we're still doing this ritual, remembering this occasion where Jesus was spinning this protective web around us. Mm-hmm. So I invite you to honor that, to think about that. We are taking into our bodies the love of God.
Yes.
We're sharing it with each other in sacred community. Just like on that night when Jesus took the bread and offered it and broke it and said, "This is my body. This is my love broken for you. As you eat this bread, remember me." And at the close of the meal, he took the cup into his hands. He offered thanks. He gave it to his friends, his chosen family. And he said, "This is my blood, my love, my life force being poured out for you." He did this because he loved them and because he loves us. He said, "As you eat this bread and drink from this cup, know that I am with you always." Will you pray with me, please? Loving Creator God, God who wraps us in your loving warmth, God who fills us with your Spirit, God, I ask that you help us to love each other. I ask that these elements nourish us, nourish our bodies, and more importantly, nourish our souls. They help us to be you for one another. Amen.
Amen.
As you know, at this church, just like at every MCC church, we have an open table. That means that you don't have to be a member of this church, you don't have to be a member of any church to be part of this meal. Just by being here, you are part of this family, and we are here to share this blessing with you. The ushers will guide you to communion stations around the room. There's also a self-serve station in the front for those who want to take communion alone or with their friends and pray quietly to themselves. Please join me in our litany written by Nancy Wilson, the Litany of Hospitality. I will open my home.
I will set the table.
I will invite the people.
I will stand my ground.
I will know what I know.
I will break open the word and break the bread. I will tell the truth. I will welcome everyone.
I will not give up.
In Jesus' name. Amen.
The table is set for you. Please come.